Maryland is seeing rising numbers of COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations. And yesterday, Governor Larry Hogan responded by ordering an expansion of the list of places Marylanders are required to wear masks. Hogan is also advising against travel to states with high infection rates. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
Beginning Friday, masks will be required statewide in all indoor public places and outdoors when it's impossible to keep physically distant from other people. Hogan announced the new requirement at a press conference Wednesday.
This expansion of the masking order is an action that is both fact-based, apolitical, and solidly grounded in science.
The new mandate expands one Hogan issued back in April, requiring masks in stores and on public transit. Similar rules already exist in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. Hogan also announced a new travel advisory.
We are strongly advising against any travel to or from states with positivity rates of 10% or higher. This currently includes Florida, Texas, Georgia, Louisiana, Arizona, Alabama, South Carolina, Nebraska, and Idaho.
This is not a travel ban, just an advisory. Hogan said Maryland residents who have to travel to a state with a positivity rate above 10% should get tested for COVID-19 when they return and quarantine until they get the results. Hogan's announcement coincides with rising numbers of COVID infections and hospitalizations in Maryland. To some extent, Hogan echoed an argument made by other politicians around the country, including President Donald Trump, that the rise in cases is the result of increased testing.
As expected, this exponential increase in the gross number of tests, which is now at more than 1.1 million, has resulted in an increase in the number of positive cases that we have identified.
Instead of looking at the number of cases, Hogan said the number to pay attention to is the positivity rate. According to the state's calculation, the average positivity rate for the last 7 days is just below the CDC's benchmark of 5%. Johns Hopkins University calculates it differently and says it's a bit higher at 5.8%. But Hogan said he is concerned that hospitalizations are up 28% in the last 2 weeks.
This level of increase in our hospitalizations is enough, however, to trigger a stop sign, calling for a pause in further reopening plans.
A number of critics have been calling on Hogan to reinstate some of the restrictions he implemented in the spring, such as closing non-essential businesses. However, Hogan said that would be disastrous to the state's economy.
But right now, we just don't believe there are any more steps we need to take, but we won't hesitate to take the ones that we believe are necessary.
Hogan said contact tracing has shed some light on where people are getting sick. Nearly half of people interviewed recently by contact tracers caught the virus at a family gathering, followed by house parties and outdoor events. Contact tracing identified the riskiest location as people's places of work.
People who can telework must continue to do so. And employers should give employees every opportunity to continue to telework.
He said that's one of the best ways to help keep Maryland businesses open during this pandemic, aside from wearing a mask. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.